Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Riddles Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Rena, we're fam, we read comics, Christmas comics.
Merry Christmas.
Yay, Christmas.
Deck the halls, all that. Serena's back.
You know who it is.
Back again.
Always our Christmas episode
Not
guest.
For real.
Did you read that all today?
I did.
Nice.
Indeed.
That's how she do.
She crammed before the big game.
Yeah, for real.
Rena, have you ever gotten a gift for somebody and then they like immediately told you to return it?
If I got it, like someone got it for me and they asked.
No, you got it for them.
And they wanted to return it?
They told you immediately to return it.
Nah.
Oh my God.
Nah, actually.
Well, Nathan did that.
Oh my God. He got the wrong thing.
Kind of.
He got me a regular book thinking it was a comic book.
Yeah. There were pictures sometimes.
I mean, it's still a book.
Yeah. I don't want to read that. We got time for words.
He said, I don't want this, actually.
No, I did it.
I got you a redemption present.
Yay. Yay.
Can you grab that?
It's the top one. It's my birthday again?
Yeah, birthday again.
Wow. Christmas wrapping paper, though.
Spoiler, I didn't get any presents today.
No, presents. I just wrote, like, birthday, so I knew which one was which.
Birthday.
All right, let's see what I got.
Oh, dude, nice. It's Orphan and the Five Beasts. I have no idea what this book is, but I really like the guy that makes the book.
That's all you need.
I saw this at the comic shop the other day, and I was like, this would be fucking cool.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah, it's like still coming out here.
Look through. Wait, the at see. Our comic shop?
There was like a follow-up series or something. I just saw it. It was James Stocco.
Yeah, there's a sequel series.
Yeah, he's like super detailed and kind of crazy.
I like the
kind of cartoony too, though.
Yeah, kind of cartoony. So super fun.
That's
a good one. Way better than regular ass stupid book.
Mm-hmm.
Of Frankenstein or whatever.
Agreed.
That's it.
Thank you. Very good. Are we going to do our...
I'll do it later.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Friday. We got Backman and Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Oh, also, someone commented on a YouTube video, Johnny Riot 13 says happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
W.
Yeah. Someone said it. No, I'm just kidding.
We got a new Boys trailer for the final season.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that yet.
Didn't see it. It's the trailer.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope it's good.
Are you caught up?
I am.
Nice.
I love the Boys. Yeah, really the Boys good. Good.
You watch Gen V too?
So I watched like the first... Wait, how many seasons are there? Two?
Just two.
Okay, so I watched the first season, and then this like most recent season, I was just so bored. So I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to pick up. But when it does, it's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, just one a week was fine with me. You know, I don't know if I'd binge it, but...
Yeah, same. But the Boys last season.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you last time you were on, but I like read all of the Boys like comics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 100 issues like all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he knows what's going to happen.
No, I don't. They're like so far off.
Oh, really?
They just have like some characters and then just doing whatever.
Do you like the comic or the show better?
The comic was way better in my
opinion. Comic is?
Yeah, like the show starts off super strong.
Yeah.
But overall, the book's just way more like well put together. And then
cool.
It's like consistent at least.
Is it still like funny and stuff or no?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Here and there.
Is this kind of like...
I think they're more crass than they are funny, but the show, I think, tries to be funny with its like crassness, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's like, oh, look, there's a superpower where a guy can go up someone's butt.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, like there's like no show like without what the comic is, you know? So a lot of the stuff that makes it special is like pulled from the comics, you know? Yeah. So it's just that.
Did you see the Supergirl trailer?
I did.
Yeah. I took a screenshot of it when I saw it on TikTok, and this is the frame I got. It's just her in motion, but yeah.
Are you guys excited for that?
It looks like Guardians.
It's fine.
Just like her on like different planets and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what to expect with that one, but
I haven't read that book all the way through.
I haven't either.
I'm sure it'll be good. I'm like looking.
Sure, it's fine.
I'll watch it. Looking forward to it.
I think it's weird that they go from Superman to Supergirl as far as like a release timeline.
Yeah, but I think it'll work.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good movie. I like the actress that plays her.
Millie Alcock.
Was it that same girl that was in the Superman movie? Like at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Same girl.
She was in House of the Dragon.
Yeah. I like her parts in that.
Fire
but
show.
Then, but then they get rid of her.
She grows up.
But well, I'm like, what the fuck? She's good at what she was doing. Yeah, stupid show.
Yeah.
Serena, do you like Superman?
Do I also like Spider-Man?
Do you also like Spider-Man? Oh my God. Wait, she's got, tell me the news.
That was my one. And you guys didn't ask if I had any, so I was like, all right.
Serena, what news you got?
No, you can go ahead and say it. You can go ahead. Don't worry about it.
They're going to be together.
Comic book together.
Well, why don't you tell me the creative teams that are going to be a part of it?
Ooh, you get that far.
You just saw what was happening.
Yeah. Wait. They already got it. I got it. Mark Wade and George.
Yep.
Jimenez?
Yes.
Yep.
Jorge Jimenez, I think.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though.
Probably that.
They're both awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's a stellar team.
But then there's also going to be other stories that are like anthology stories in there. And it's going to be Tom King and Jim Lee do a Lois Lane and Mary Jane Watson story.
Ugh.
It's weird that Jim Lee's doing that story, but whatever.
Yeah.
Matt Fraction, Steve Lieber. They revisit Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen with Carnage.
That's going to be so fucking sick. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that.
Sean Gordon Murphy takes you to the future with Legion of Superheroes era Superboy and Spider-Man 2099.
That's cool.
Gail Simone, Bella Notega unite Power Girl and the Punisher. I think that'll be kind of fun.
Nice.
Christopher Priest and Daniel Sampier are doing Superboy Prime, who reads all the comics, apparently not just DC. And they visit Spider-Man right after he got the black suit.
Mm.
So deep comic stuff. But I think Superboy Prime is like the universe or something after
Isn't
one of the Crisis events.
I thought Superboy Prime was like in Infinite Crisis.
Yeah.
The one that like.
Yeah. Doesn't he like punch the universe or something and then it changes everything?
Yeah, it like changes reality.
Yeah, and then that something. Creates Red Hood.
I don't know.
I think he's like some celestial being, and so I think that one will be like super meta.
Probably.
And we got Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott, and they're doing a Daily Planet and Daily Bugle story.
I like kind of look forward to that.
Yeah, I think that might be fun. And then Jeff Lemire and Rafa Sandoval are going to do a Pa Kent and Uncle Ben bonding story.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, that'd be cute too.
Wait, Nicola Scott? Where do we know him from? Her.
I don't think we've read anything on the show of hers, but she just covers a bunch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
for sure.
So pretty fun. They already did like a Batman Deadpool story, and that one's pretty fun.
When is Doctor Doom coming out?
The movie?
Yeah.
July?
Next December.
December?
Yeah.
It comes out. Supergirl comes out before that?
Yes.
Damn.
Supergirl's July, I want to say.
June.
Yeah. Are there any other, what are like some, what's a movie you want to come out that hasn't been out? Like it's like a comic, if that makes sense.
Oh, like an adaptation?
Yeah, like one that you would like.
I want to see the new Batman Part 2, like the Robert Pattinson one. That's probably the one I'm looking forward to the most, but I'm also curious about like Clayface. He's like a villain.
Oh, okay.
But are you saying like.
But like
kind of wish list.
Never like been done before. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would like to see probably like Nova, I would say.
Yeah.
Which they're kind of like in the Guardians of the Galaxy because they're like the Nova Corps, but there's like one guy in there that goes to Earth. So I'd like to see that one.
Yeah.
There's also probably some weird ones that I would like to see too.
Yeah, I just had like a random thought. I'm like, damn, like I feel like they're like running out of people to do movies. Yeah, so, like, who else
they got? Yeah. They have fucking plenty, but they're just kind of always going back to the same
there's
ones.
Like, yeah,
you
know,
the main guys. It'd be cool if there was like a like they're doing another like Constantine movie, but if they did like a John Constantine with like the one from like the comics, it's like a British dude.
Mm. Yeah, he smokes a lot.
He's got blonde hair.
Keanu Reeves one did too, but. Mm.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, there's been like shows and stuff, but I think that could work really well.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any superheroes that haven't had any movies?
Is there one that?
Probably not.
Mm.
I like to see more villain movies, though. Like, I think like that's kind of sick.
Yeah. There's some good ones out there. What other news do you have, Daniel?
Ian Bertram. And Darcy Van Poelgeest. Yeah. Anyway, they got a new book coming out.
Oh, nice.
Coming next year. It's called The Carmen Blade.
That's cool. Is it like a...
Nope.
Okay.
Is that a continuation? It seems like a new thing.
You didn't even know what I was going to say.
Is it part of the Little Bird universe?
I was gonna say, is it different from the Little Bird universe?
Then yes.
No, you got me on. You got me there. I was gonna ask that. Daniel, Absolute Batman number one is getting a 10th reprint.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? apparently the 15th.
This is printing money.
Apparently the 15th issue that just came out was the highest selling one so far.
Really?
With the Joker in it, and he looks all.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Why are you laughing? Did you buy 14?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have been caught up on it, huh?
I think, well, I haven't read.
Did you get the annual?
That's five issues. No, I didn't get the annual.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I need to hunt that one down because it's got Daniel Warren Johnson on it.
Yeah.
And he kills white supremacists, and that's cool. Or hurts them really bad.
Or kills them. Ice agents.
Yeah.
We're both. And then Stephanie Williams is going to be writing on Wonder Woman number 29.
Cool.
Some people thought that meant that Tom King was off the book, but that's not the case. I guess it's just they're off for an arc or something.
I'd take a break.
I guess take a break or something.
For an arc?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's or weird. Arc or a couple issues or whatever.
Probably a couple issues.
And yeah, they psyched us out. Speaking of crossover books, there's Marvel Team Up number 14 that's going to be reprinted. It features Invincible and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
With new variants and stuff.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Are you going to pick that up?
Yeah, I've never read it. Or it might be included in some collection, but I've never read it, I don't think.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I think it's Corey Walker, right?
I think so. I think I remember seeing his name on it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'll be cool just to have, because I think you see him like every once in a while at like a con, but they're always like graded and...
Oh, the team price. Ups?
Yeah,
the team up. A couple of $100 probably. Mm-hmm. And then you remember how we were talking about humanoids and how they filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Well, they're back with a Kickstarter.
Oh, nice. They're saying, help us.
Is it psych?
They got new books called Cosmo Pirates and then
cool. I'm in.
Chasm of Resurrection. Chasm of
Chasm.
I was sounding it out. I've never had to say chasm before.
You always read it as chasm.
So they got a Kickstarter, even though they're like $17 million in debt or whatever.
Dude, I have dozens of dollars I can give them.
their goal on Kickstarter is the $17 million.
You know? Oh my God.
But yeah, that's coming out. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is weird that they file for bankruptcy and like Kickstarter.
I feel like a lot of industries do that a lot. Claire's did that, but then they never went away.
Claire's had a Kickstarter?
No. Like they filed for bankruptcy.
Oh yeah.
And then they said they were gonna close down, but then they never did.
Yeah, I feel like that happens to like, well, I was gonna say Toys R Us, but they're definitely gone. They're just part of Macy's now.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm like, isn't there a Toys R Us and like Dillard's or some shit?
Yeah, they're in Macy's. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was walking around there.
Looking into toys.
I was like, dude, kids got some good stuff.
No, what, the toys in Macy's?
Toys R Us in general is just kind of scary.
Why?
It was kind of mean.
I've never heard that.
It gives me an off like vibe to it.
Have you ever been?
I've when I was little, but like the one time, like in Macy's, like I was in there and I was like,
okay. But have you been to one when they were like their own big store? Like Best Buy size?
Not that I remember.
They had video games and stuff.
They had like really tall shelves and I'm like, this is for kids. Why are they such tall shelves?
Why are they up there?
You know, and like, Toy Story 2, where like there's just like really tall shelves. It was like that.
That's what it feels like. It's all Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any other news, Serena?
Not for me.
Well, why don't you damn tell us what we read?
Friday. The first day.
No, that's the day that this comes out.
Oh, Friday, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to edit early and come out on Thursday.
Nah, it'll make me look stupid now. Who's it by, Serena?
Ed Brubaker.
Oh, nice.
Marcos Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And then Muntasa. Oh, God.
I don't know.
Munza?
Munza?
Vicente. I think so. That's what I don't know.
Mentusa. Something like that.
You're adding letters.
Adding letters and syllables.
Oh, yeah. I added a U, huh?
Yep.
So this is like the first of three volumes. It contains the first three chapters. The trade is printed by Image, but it's not available digitally. You can get it is originally like a web comic that you can get on Panel Syndicate, which is like Marcos Martín's like website. Where
it's not Ed Brubaker's?
No, a lot of the stuff is just Marcos Martín.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah, because I think he did a book with Brian K. Vaughan.
Oh.
I think Private Eye is from that.
Wait, Private Eye is... Oh, I didn't realize that was Marcos
Martín. Panel Syndicate, yeah. So this guy's a hustler for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty punk rock to be like, I don't want to go to a publisher. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
So not on Kindle, not on anything or whatever. So you get just from get from the source.
But you pay.
You got to pay money for
it. It's underground.
But you pay whatever you want, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, you choose.
What did you pay?
$3.
For the whole thing?
Yeah, for all of it.
Damn, I paid $3 per chapter.
Well, I was going to do that, but I didn't want to put in my info. So I just got all of it, but paid the same amount that I would have paid.
For one?
For the whole collection. I was going to do $1 each, yeah.
Oh, $1. Okay.
So I
put $3 each.
$3 each?
Yeah, so I paid $9.
So I got this, and then if I like it, I'll buy like the big collection. Mm-hmm. That's all of it. And I have the physical copy that I gave Arena.
But you're scamming them.
I'm supporting them. They
those,
said
those are thinner margins.
They asked me what I wanted to pay.
True. Yeah, what, like is that like a theme?
Not or is really.
That just, there's not a lot of those.
No, that's kind of like
this is the first I've seen it. Yeah.
It's pretty bold, I think.
Yeah,
but it's cool, which makes me want to like give them like $20 or something because I think this is good. It's worth like.
There's other books on Panel Syndicate, so
yeah. So I've always been curious about the Private Eye, but
yeah, we should do that someday.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll pay $20. Guaranteed, Marcos.
Yeah, they actually just came out with like a trade version of it. Like they normally have the hardcover. That was the first thing that came out, but now they have like a floppy.
Of Private Eye?
Private Eye.
Oh, cool.
Rita, what did you think of this?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Art and everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the colors.
You like the vibes?
Good are colors.
Are the vibes Christmassy enough?
Yes, they were.
There's snow on every page.
Yeah, there's so much snow. Dude, snow comics are so awesome.
the best.
I think
snow visually looks the best in like the comics medium.
It's like the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it's just like little white dots, but I'm like, damn, it's snowy.
It's so cozy. So you're
coming down there.
And this is inside.
This is so
cozy. How many inches did they get there?
Maybe. It is cold outside.
Wait, there's
this there. Dreaming of a wife.
That's what this whole comic feels
the
like.
The Yule log.
Dude, reading this book by a Yule log.
Oh my God, I'd be so cozy.
It's
so
under-
I'd be so entertained.
Very, very nice. Christmassy.
Yeah, I think there's like in the story one Christmas tree. And I was like, oh, there it is. The Christmas baby.
We did it.
Yeah, it's about as Christmas as Die Hard. But
yeah, that's true. But it's the title of it is The First Day of Christmas, and that was enough for me.
Yeah. That's in the title.
Christmas.
Yeah. I was looking through one of the streaming services like holiday things while I was wrapping presents, and I was looking through like the holiday category and Die Hard was on there. And I was like, hell yeah.
What is that even about?
You haven't seen Die Hard?
I never want to see it.
You know, I started it at Sarah's parents' house on Christmas Day. And I never finished it. Mm. That was just last year, so I guess we just rewatch it.
It's do you know who Bruce Willis is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's him, and he's at a work.
Christmas I think his party like ex-wife is at like a Christmas party, and it gets like hijacked by people with guns or whatever. And
he's
then
crawl through the vents.
He's gonna go save
so
him.
Christmas.
Yeah, and his name's John McClane, which is a cool name.
And he's the man.
I think it's
cool
one of maybe the coolest names in cinema.
He had like there's like five movies of it. I think we watched like one.
The one with Justin Long?
Yeah, it's like Live Free or Die Hard. And that was like the fourth one.
He's like, I'm going to hack something. And he has this like rollable keyboard.
Dude, I got one of those like, as a kid because I thought it was the coolest thing.
It is.
It was fucking shit.
He had it rolled up
time.
And he went whoosh, and he like whipped it out. Yeah. And he started hacking on it.
He hack on the go.
And I was like, Justin Long, you're
the
so cool.
The briefcase with the computer in it.
Oh, that was cool too. Yeah, so this is like that.
Yeah.
This comic. But no, I thought this was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, when I was getting towards the end, I'm like, where's this going? Like, is it going to be enough? Like, should I read more?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I got to go get more.
Yeah. It is so good that it brings you in. And I was reading some of the, like, the letter columns on the back of each issue because I didn't buy the full thing. So I didn't really get back matter.
Oh, there's letters column in those?
There's letters columns on each issue. And it's just like Ed Brubaker talking about the book like he does. And
oh, yeah.
At the end of the third issue, which is the end of the like first trade, he was like, I initially wanted this ending to be like the end of the first issue, which would have been like 24 pages in.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then it just ended up being like over 100. So, but I think it works out that way because you really.
What a man.
I really enjoy just like the relationship between the two characters. I think it's very like interesting and it's, it keeps you entertained when it's just like a couple people talking. But
yeah, it's not a dynamic you see a lot, you know? And so it's kind of refreshing, you know? Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Chapter one, The Girl in the Trees.
So Friday Fitzhugh, I think is how you pronounce her name. She's returning to Kings Hill after leaving her hometown to go to college. She immediately meets up with her childhood friend Lance to do another small town mystery investigation. But there's something that happened before she left town that her and Lance haven't really talked about yet. They end up stopping a rich kid named Weasel from carving a weird pattern into a tree with an ancient dagger. And it seems like the dagger like caused him to go crazy or something. And so he like charges at them. And so they stop him. But as they drop Weasel off at the hospital, he says the white lady is looking for Friday. And so they don't really know what any of that shit means.
So the dude like tackles Friday and then runs off.
Yeah.
But then while Lance is looking at the tree, he's like, Friday, like as if like, go get him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's on the ground. I'm you like, go you, get him. You, yeah, what are you doing? You, got, like, you could have stopped him.
You have a sheriff with you.
Yeah.
You
know,
men used to go to war.
Yeah, like. True. I feel like Friday would be a tough name to have.
Oh, yeah.
Just yeah.
In general as a person.
There's like a YouTuber and her name's Sunday.
Mm. Yikes.
Yeah.
Is that blonde girl?
Yeah.
She's got like twins?
Curly hair, yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen one video. And then everybody was like, oh my God. I like looked in the comment. I can't remember what it was, but I looked in the comments and it was like everybody knew who this person was. And I was like, am I unk? And so I looked at her profile and I was like, oh, this is just not for me. I feel like she could have killed him with this rock snowball combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
I'm like, that's a big looking rock.
No, for real.
Because they call it something. She's like, Friday has a classic ice ball. It's just a rock with like a little bit of snow around it.
Half of it.
And she throws that shit like at his face.
How do you find a baseball size rock that quickly?
And then do you spend time putting snow all around it?
Yeah.
Like
how does it stick?
How long does that take?
It seems something that like a bully would invent, you know?
Do that in like Elf or something?
I don't remember. But
I know, but I feel like you'd kill somebody.
Yeah.
But I really like that the vibes of this book are just kind of like an evolution from a young adult book series where they solve cute little mysteries together, but now they're just like functioning adults and they don't really understand their relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that aspect of this a lot.
So
it's like a weird, not even like a will they won't they tension, but just like, are they going to talk about it? Because there's something weird kind of in between them.
Yeah. I mean, so like you're kind of just dropped in the story or whatever.
Yeah. We don't really know like what happened yet, which is cool too.
Yeah.
The Friday is home for winter break. Christmas break. I'm just really trying to reinforce this Christmas book.
It's snowing outside, by the way.
Yeah.
Snowy footsteps.
Yep.
I like the colors when it's like daytime. It's just like everything's like really bright.
Yeah.
For some reason. And like, and just like the palette during nighttime is a lot of these elite, like dark maroon or dark turquoise and yellows and stuff.
I like the random pops of like bright colors. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when they have the flashlight in the forest and it's a super bright yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree. I think like all of the daytime stuff feels very cozy.
Yeah.
The way that it's colored. So I think this book has a really fun color palette.
I don't know if I've read anything from Marcos Martín. Have you?
I think Barrier was one of his.
Oh, that was him? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's great in that.
Yeah. His art's good.
And he's done some Spider-Man and some Daredevil, I think.
Mm. I like his art style on this. Like, yeah, it's not like, cool. It doesn't look like other people's art, really.
Yeah.
But it does seem like a kind of like an indie book, you know?
At the end of every chapter, there's like an owl, and he's a great owl artist.
Good owl.
Yes. Like when his wings are all out and you can really see the detail.
Or even just this first one, it's like that owl has seen something.
Yeah. That no one else wants to see.
Yeah.
How old is Friday?
Like 18, 19?
Yeah. 18 or 19, probably.
We're smoking a cigarette.
That's fine.
That's fire.
You only got to be 18 in some states.
Or a- yeah.
So chapter two.
Yeah, why does smoking always look so cool?
Yeah, I know.
God damn it.
True.
It sucks.
Chapter two, the night before she left.
So we get some Friday and Lance origin, which is Friday saving Lance from some bullies while she was practicing hockey. Mm-hmm. She like, flings a puck in one of the bullies' noses. And I'm like, that would hurt like a lot.
I thought his teeth were going to come out.
I'd want to sneeze. But yeah. Couldn't do it.
Getting hit with the puck in any place, let alone the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bridge in the nose, too.
I'd move.
You can't come back from that.
So they end up becoming a team, and they solve like small town mysteries together, but they never dated. And so they like they've known each other for years. And if one of them was dating somebody else, the other would like kind of get salty. So they just have this strange relationship. And then when Friday finally confronts him about his feelings, Lance doesn't really know if he's like actually in love or if that's just the only girl that he knows. And then they fuck, and then things are weird, and she leaves like to go to college. But
hit and quit it.
When she, yeah, she hits it and quits it. And so she, that night, she has a weird dream about the white lady in the woods. And it kind of throws her into like this weird reality. And Lance saves her in her dream. And so she's like, that's weird because somebody else was talking about a white lady, somebody up somewhere else. So she goes to talk to him. But that's the end of that issue.
That white lady is scary.
She is scary.
She's just wrinkly. Wrinkles are scary.
Can we talk about how sick this treehouse is?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
No,
how
the fuck? It looks like it's under the tree.
Yeah.
It like seems like grew, it might collapse at any point.
It grew over the tree, but I'm like, this is a generational treehouse. Normally they're like in the tree, like above it, but yeah. I'm just
that tree's like 2,000 years old.
It looks like some shit you'd see in like Lord of the Rings or something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a big tree too. It would be.
She was ice skating in shorts. That's nuts.
That's pretty baller. Where do they live?
Connecticut.
Is it?
Okay. I'm just guessing.
That could be it.
They probably said somewhere.
I think probably in the beginning.
She has longer hair in the flashback, I just realized.
Oh.
But I really like this. These like few big pages that kind of show their timeline of adventures mm-hmm. as if they're like young adult, like Goosebumps type books.
Yeah, yeah. Different covers and stuff.
I think that's super creative.
So when he like, when she saves him from the bullies, he's like, Lancelot Jones, at your service. I'm like, that's why you're getting bullied, dude. You're, yeah. saying, shit, you're yeah. saying shit like that.
She stops him. Sometimes
bullying is okay.
Yeah. They're about to like push him into some thin ice. And I'm like,
yeah, that's murder, dude.
That
yeah.
is murder. I've seen the beginning of Jumper, okay? That guy was going to die.
Dude, the bullies in like the 70s and shit were just brutal.
They were just killing people.
I don't know. This is like, this isn't old, I don't think. But yeah. still, like. Insane.
Yeah.
Did you see the donuts that he drew?
No.
Dude, they're like the best looking donuts. Yeah. You see this?
Oh, that Marcos drew? I thought you meant that Lance drew in the story, but those are good looking donuts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, those look delicious. I would like some donuts.
Let me get one.
Best donuts I've seen in a comic. I'll say it right now.
You're probably right. I wonder if he like went and bought donuts and then just like worked off that.
You have to, I think.
I think yeah. so. Like, how do you make him look that good?
He's like, he's for research.
Did he expense it?
Yeah.
12 of these, please.
I will expense $6.
Just yeah. like a little flashback. Friday's prom date was a dude named Danny Buttons. That's such a fake ass name. Ed Brubaker is way better at naming
people.
That's
a Christmas movie name for sure. And, yeah, me and Danny Buttons.
Yeah.
This dream sequence is kind of wild.
Some yeah, like, super cool page.
Some very like kaleidoscope looking universe.
Very trippy. Mm-hmm. So she's like beating herself up during this whole book where she's like, she ruined the relationship because she like confronted him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was there too.
Yeah.
He's just as easily to blame. You
yeah.
know?
But she's the one that
he could have been like, nah,
forced the conversation, I guess.
Or brought it up.
Which is a good thing to do. If yeah. there's like a weird tension that you can obviously yeah. feel, but. I think it's having those like weird undefined feelings makes the whole book feel, I think, pretty authentic because you don't really yeah. see that kind of relationship in any book being like,
yeah,
I like we know each other.
Yeah.
I don't like when he dates other people. But what does that mean? Do I like him?
It's sort of like a will they won't they.
And then the fact that Lance was like, I don't know if I love you because are you just the only girl that I know? And he doesn't know if the
yeah.
like feelings are real necessarily like he thinks he does. But I don't know. I just think it's very interesting perspective.
Definitely.
Because he's supposed to be a genius or whatever, which means that he doesn't get bitches, I guess. So
nerd.
Yeah.
He can't figure out how to get bitches.
Yeah, that's the only thing he's not smart about.
He doesn't know how to talk to girls.
But I like this very anime looking like thing that he does to like get her out of the dream sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very heroic for him.
Chapter three.
We got to appreciate the owls. There's three owls now.
Ooh, my goodness.
I like how detailed this one is.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
So good owl check.
Yeah, it's definitely more detailed than like the people and stuff. And so it's kind of, but it never, it doesn't seem that.
Well, people don't have feathers, Daniel.
That's true.
Issue three.
Chapter three.
Chapter three.
Shadows in the Storm.
While on our way to Lance's house, there's a pretty strong blizzard. There's also a Christmas tree, and you see it in the window.
There's
Christmas,
snow, too.
Christmas,
snow.
Christmas book.
Kenny Keynes.
So there's a pretty strong blizzard, and Friday runs into Father Poole, who says that the white lady may be like translated differently into the Lady of Light. So he's like, I don't know, maybe check that out. And so Friday gets to Lance's house, where he's like, he's not there. But in his room, there's a note that tells Friday to go to the treehouse because he knew that she was going to show up there, I guess. And so when Friday gets to the treehouse, it's on fire and Lance is dead inside. And then the people that did it, like, hit Friday in the back of the head. So they knock her out and they escape without her getting a good look at him. That's pretty much the end of this first volume.
Crazy.
A crazy twist. I saw the treehouse is on fire and I was like, no. I didn't care about Lance.
The evidence.
I was like, oh, that was such a sick treehouse. What is he going to do?
Yeah, his face is like half burnt.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe he's still alive. I don't know.
But that is crazy because they didn't like get any resolution to the relationship or anything. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
all left unheard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess Lance lives in a lighthouse. That's so cliche. For
do they live there? Do they just have it?
I think he lives there.
Oh, that's the fucking house right next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought it was just...
That would be annoying.
A lighthouse.
Imagine just going to school and you're like, fuck, I gotta walk so far.
It's a lighthouse house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so someone was like watching her like when she was in the treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she like...
There's like two people
runs after him, her head gets hit with like a stick or something.
Mm-hmm. I like that she sleds down. There's like a sledding scene.
Yeah, I don't know if you really have that kind of control with that kind of sled.
Yes.
Yeah. But she was going through fucking trees.
She turns
and
on
shit.
A dime.
And it's dark.
It's dark.
She would have flipped
in
right
the
there.
Forest.
Even the owl's worried. Like, he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Detailed owl.
Yeah, another detailed owl.
So it looks like someone like cut the cord to the phone.
Yeah, at first I was like, did they strangle him with the phone? But
yeah,
no, they
that's
cut
what
it.
I thought too.
Yeah, it looks like they cut it.
Maybe he like went for it and like pulled it from the wall.
Yeah.
As he's falling or something.
Old ass looking phone. You're not dialing anybody's number very quickly on that, by the way.
Are there cell phones in this? Is there like any indication of the time of year or the
timeline?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think so.
Mm.
I mean, you could probably look at like some cars or something.
Because some of the cars that I saw were like kind of old.
If I had to guess, it's probably like, I think like early 2000s.
With that phone?
I think they just have that.
That he's just quirky. Because, okay, so they're talking on a landline, like when she's at college or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they could have been like 80s, 90s maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay,
she yeah, it takes could be 90s. A train. I don't
oh,
know.
Look
these,
at the cars. Look at
like the cop cars look kind of old. So,
but that's like small town cop car.
But they're in this car and they have like the radio thing.
Okay, no touchscreen, no Tesla.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, 90, ancient. I don't know.
That's a good indicator.
I can't remember a time. Yeah, I can see it being like 90s.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a
like a whack ass haircut's definitely not anytime soon.
I like her longer hair better.
Well, she's wearing like bell bottoms, so I think it might be 70s.
I wonder if it says anywhere. Doesn't.
When was James Bond? When did James Bond come out?
And oh yeah,
all the time.
Fucking,
did they say a specific movie?
Yeah, I said which
James
one?
James Bond 007.
What's the title in the middle on the marquee?
It doesn't say.
Oh, Live and Let Die. Which one was that? That's Roger Moore.
Do you know that just off the cuff?
No, it says Roger.
It
Moore.
It says Roger. Moore. Okay.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah, because the Beatles did this soundtrack to that, and I think they broke up in 64.
It's a 1973 spy film.
Oh, okay. Bell Bottoms. That's what.
So 73. Okay.
Okay. It's in the 70s.
Yes. See that. I said 70s, guys.
Yeah. You did
good
say
job. Good
70s
job.
Off of the pants alone. Woo.
Yeah.
And I guess her like fun. Her prom date was kind of goofy looking. He's got like the little like.
Oh, true. The prom.
Hey, every comic we should just like not read the year and try to figure out
the
what
year.
It is.
Redact it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I like when people are good at seeing like somebody play a video game in a movie or whatever, and it's like not
It's like impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible to figure out, and then they figure out what it was.
Yeah. Do you see the one in like X3 or whatever, where it's like that little kid playing in that white room?
Oh, yeah.
And there's only like 2 seconds of gameplay and someone figures it out.
Oh, really? That's cool.
It's been like kind of, it was like notoriously hard.
It's interesting because sometimes they make a game kind of for like a couple seconds just to show on the screen so they don't get any like copyright.
Yeah.
The thing with that one is like, it was like, he was playing like an Xbox or something, but it wasn't even an Xbox game.
Whoa.
So it's like they just played gameplay.
And how did they do that? They just, oh, yeah.
I don't know, played a video or something. I learned this from watching a show that Sarah was watching. So someone in her show was like in the snow and she fell asleep outside and then she like froze to death. Oh. And I guess because when you fall asleep in the cold, you like don't wake up and you can just freeze to death and without waking up.
I would wake up. I'd be like, damn, it's cold.
My feet would get cold.
My feetsies. So yeah, when Friday gets knocked out in the snow during this blizzard or whatever, she could have fucking died.
She could have died, yeah.
They probably are counting on that.
God, that'd be such a shitty way to go.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the guy that saves the snowboarder in like the snow?
Yeah, and there's only like there's a little like, thing sticking out. Yeah,
he's got just like a little bit like and it was, hanging out.
Wasn't it like under a cliff thing?
Yeah, there was like a small avalanche that happened and it like buried the guy, like a snowboarder.
But he was upside down.
And another snowboarder found him and like dug him out.
So yeah. He couldn't get out. But it was
crazy.
That guy
like probably just thought, I'm dead.
Yeah, that was godsend for real.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it was like definitely off the path. It was like nowhere where I don't think anyone would have found him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
I hope they have like
a bit of his plant. That was just his buddy.
Yeah. Cosmic He's like, all right, let's do this video.
What a shitty way to die if that was a setup.
Sometimes if you're like snowboarding in like an area and you like, I don't know, move some snow enough, like they'll start rolling like that. Mm-hmm. You're like, no. It's like nothing.
And you just cause a disaster. there's like a school at the bottom of the cliff. And you're like, oh, what do I do?
School bus.
That is where like the kitty slopes are. Yeah. But so, yeah, that is the book. That's the first trade.
So how many volumes or whatever are there?
There's 3 volumes.
Of and 9 chapters?
9 chapters total.
Okay.
3 chapters each.
That seems pretty good. Good value if you pay whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, it seems like...
W creator, bro.
Yeah.
Seems like a good collection. We've read a bunch of books by Ed Brubaker. He's kind of like a goat. Mm-hmm. He does like a bunch of crime stuff.
He does Hollywood now.
Yeah, he does like movies and stuff TV. Sometimes.
Dang.
So, back matter. See what the back matter is in that.
Back matters.
Yeah.
What you got? I haven't even seen it. It's new for us too.
Friday.
Ooh, sketchbook.
Ah.
They were really committed to that hairstyle, weren't they?
Yeah. Except you gotta have that.
It's a 70s hairstyle.
I like that.
Dress and
doing some hockey.
These are really good drawings.
I like that.
Hardly sketches.
I know. This is a sketchbook.
Different hairstyles for
your glasses, I guess.
Oh my god, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer in some of those.
Yeah, it is true.
Yikes.
That's probably what they're trying to avoid.
Who's Jeffrey Dahmer? Was he in the 70s or is he like an 80s?
I think he's 70s. More 80s. Mm. Well, maybe even the 90s. Because it was like around like the AIDS pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Epidemic. Different hats and stuff.
Sheriff dude. Okay, nice. Yeah, he's a good building drawer.
And yeah. Dahmer died in 94. So
that would have been in the 80s.
I don't know how long he was like.
He was in jail for a long time before he died, though, right?
I don't know.
It didn't seem like so in the show.
Lighthouse.
Nice. Some creator bios. Yep. Very cool.
Very nice. Very good.
Some solid back matter. It's nice. What would you rate this book, Daniel?
I give it like some Christmas cookies.
Nice.
Like the one you get in the pack from the store. Mm. They have like the little like Christmas trees and snowmen on them.
Oh, like the...
I think those are fire.
Like the ones with all the weird shapes and stuff?
No, they're just circles.
Oh. Like sugar cookies?
They're like sugar cookies, yeah.
Like okay. The ones that you bake or the ones that are already baked?
No, you bake them.
What are they called? Pillsbury or something?
Pillsbury?
It might be Pillsbury.
Yeah. Mm. What about you, Nickton?
I'll give this a big old snow cone. Because there's so much snow.
A rainbow snow cone.
A rainbow, 3 scoops. And then you mix all the flavors together. But lots of fun colors.
That's the best.
Yeah. I had this one at the hotel that we were at the day after my wedding. They had the Lazy River. Cones? They had a snow cone stand.
Hey,
and it was awesome because the cone had like a little. I don't know. What it. It had like a little plate.
Oh, around the, it. Yeah, so around it. If it fell out.
So if it melted, it didn't get on your hands and make you all sticky.
That's valid.
I would say some of that too, because that was cool. I've never seen that innovation in snow cone.
What flavor of snow cone?
It was only Sophie that got it because I didn't want one.
Not at the place for the book.
Oh, for the book. Okay. Cherry.
I would always do tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood.
They're killing a tiger?
Yeah.
These are the cookies that I'm talking about.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Were you like...
Pillsbury.
Yeah, yeah. Were you eat like 7? No problem.
Nice, nice.
Those are fire.
Yeah.
Would you rate this book?
Okay, so you know like the... hot chocolate in The Simpsons, where it's like really satisfying.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Here, let me. Where they,
there's
let
like
me
the,
just...
there's like the shavings, yes, and then like the whipped
bro,
cream.
Oh, wait, is that from the?
That's from the movie, right?
Is it from the movie?
Yeah,
I think it is from the movie.
Because isn't like
Flanders makes
Flanders
it?
Flanders makes it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then Bart's like trying to switch dads.
I just need to watch this one more time.
They saw some Studio Ghibli shit, and they're like, "Yep."
Mm. And they like toast it too.
Yeah, he has like a little
fire thing.
Why does he have like a torch like that?
And he's like, it's on the windowsill.
That's what I give my.
That would be so good.
Then he sips. He's like, oh my god.
That's a good rating.
Right.
I was gonna say like Gingerbread House or something.
That was like my first like introduction to The Simpsons, really, because I never watched the show when that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I did either.
I watched it in the theater.
I think I remember seeing like one episode before, and it was like a Halloween episode because Bart turned into a zombie or something. Mm. I was like, this is a weird show.
And then when like there's like a stoner character in the movie and he was smoking a bong, but I didn't know what he was doing.
You know? It's kind of it's crazy to watch like cartoons that you watch
in
your
theaters.
Yeah, we were like low.
Were you even alive?
Probably not. Wait, no. I was.
You didn't see
the first
movie. Yeah.
But I didn't watch it with you guys.
Oh, Spider Pig?
2007.
Spider Pig.
2007.
Yeah.
Were you alive? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You were. You're almost 21.
So I would have been like 11, just being like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Is that drugs?
That movie's really funny, though.
I think it's good, yeah. I don't think like Simpsons fans really liked it that much, but
whatever.
If you're just starting there, it's good.
I hate the Simpsons ride, though.
It's
so bad.
I think a lot of
those in a room or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you're in a room and then it like goes like this or whatever, and then you go down like this.
It's so loud.
And it's loud and like makes you nauseous.
I just like the donut that they have.
The big donut you can get
in the land. Yeah. Every time.
Fire.
We've shared one of those.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went
I
there
can eat one by myself.
I went there with Sarah and like two of her friends and we got the donut. Everyone took like one bite and I knocked out the rest of it. No fucking problem.
You had to step up to the plate.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm picking the flavor because I know you guys are gonna eat this shit.
Did you get pink?
I got chocolate.
Nice.
The chocolate
was
fire.
I love chocolate. Remember we had it all together? Wait, was that us?
Yeah. Dude. That's what I was saying.
My heart shared it. Heart rate just rise exponentially.
Yeah. Can we go walk around or something?
I gotta burn up.
I need some waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to walk around to slow down my heart rate.
Yeah, it feels like it works that way. All right. Well, let's get into the pull list. Call it.
Shove in your box.
The pull list. The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Did you get anything today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got Batman 15.
I got Batman 15. Most sold ever. I wrote that down as a note.
How do you know it's the most sold ever?
Because the guy told me.
Who?
At the shop.
Yeah.
Not Drew. But some other kid. I don't know his name yet. But he knows my name, so it's a little bit awkward.
Yeah, they know
like, hey, dude.
Apparently
the kid who looks like he's 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got like long hair.
I don't know his name.
Apparently there were other shops that were like sending people over to Ash Ave because Ash Ave got their shipment late. So they still had some.
Oh.
But like other, like Samurai was all sold out, apparently.
Oh, no shit.
And they like, I don't know. So kind of crazy.
Do you guys go to like comic book store like once a week or?
Mm-hmm. I try to. I normally go on like Saturday.
I go on Wednesdays.
And like the mornings or like just whenever you guys have time?
They open at 11. So I guess it's kind of the morning.
I show up like 20 minutes before they close.
They hate you.
Well, it's not like it's food service.
Yeah, so it's not like
I walk in and I'm like, what's up?
It's not like they got to clean the kitchen again.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
They seem kind of lonely. Like last time I went in, they were like, what kind of pies do you like? They asked me that. And I was like, I'm a big apple guy, I guess.
It's like when Dutch likes his like.
Yeah, I know.
Winter or summer or some shit. Like, okay.
So what's your biggest fear?
Or something like that. Tell me your darkest secret.
Yeah.
So I picked up. You ever killed a man?
How'd you dispose of the body? Yeah, so I got Absolute Batman 15, Green Lantern Corps 11, and then Miss Truesdale and the Rise of Man number one, the new Jesse Lonergan book.
Did you buy the first Miss Truesdale?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I didn't understand any of it, but Lonergan's great.
He is great.
I will die for that man, I think. It's awesome. The only thing Serena Drome, good book. I think she'd like it.
You think so?
Barely any words, but a lot of emotion.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Rena doesn't.
I'm saying it looks big, but it's awesome. It's probably my favorite release like this year by far.
That's about.
It's like gods.
Ooh.
Gods make people, and people make civilization, and they're like.
Isn't it about like a caveman kind of?
There's a caveman in it, yeah.
Or a barbarian kind of dude.
Yeah.
I think like me and you would like it more just because like we know that artist already. True. And so we kind of just a fan of like what he does.
Maybe we give her Hedra.
Rena reads.
You might be surprised. I don't know.
comics she that we write her on for.
It's like there, romance and shit.
Are there any comics where they do makeup?
There actually are plenty of like romance comics.
We've given Serena plenty of curveballs on this show.
I just take whatever. I like trust you guys' judgment, so I know that you're not going to give me like.
Yeah.
I mean.
Anyway. How would you rate this one amongst the other ones we've read? Because we've read like Junji Ito and shit too, so they're very different, but.
Like.
Is this a top five?
Top three, probably.
Top three. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I like this one quite a bit. What'd you get from the store?
The only thing I have in my pull list is Ordained number one.
I did see that.
Yeah.
It just looked like a, what do they call him?
Priest?
The priest, but he had his fists up.
Yep.
that was the whole cover, and I was like, this seems kind of fun, actually.
Priests are normally ordained, yeah.
Yeah. I read some books that you lent me. So Superman, The Kryptonite, Spectrum 4. Dude, oh my God.
Isn't it fucking sick?
Wait,
can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, just fucking flip through it.
It's literally magic.
Really?
They're fucking pushing the limits.
This is what All-Star Superman should be.
Well, they're inspired by All-Star.
Clearly they are, but they do it so much better. And I'm not even joking. Like, I think that's what people think All-Star Superman is. Because that shit is so good.
Yeah.
What's so good about it?
It's a blast the whole time. I don't know. Superman's like tripping balls pretty much.
Oh, really?
He's in a different dimension where just like laws and like rules of just regular, I don't know, reality don't really apply.
Oh.
And it's about Batman trying to break him out of that.
He's like, where it's like, and then there's like, he's like in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, but it's like all the same story. Like they're telling a story in the spreadsheet. And then at one point there's like rules for this dimension. And then it's like,
yeah, these are the rules that they have to follow while they're in this dimension.
I'm so dead. It's
so good. And he like, just
it's like look at this.
That's fucking sick though. I like that. What
page are you showing her?
That one?
Yeah, that one's sick. But it just kind of like, it's very multimedia. Like it was made like multimedia. Mm-hmm. So it's not
Did it come out recently or is this like one that you've never.
2 weeks ago? Last month. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looks like.
But this whole story I think is really, really good.
Yeah, it's just. And
at one point, like one of the people.
Oh, this is the ice cream man people who did this.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's how it's like looking at.
And they're fucking crushing it. So that's I really sick. Enjoy. And like.
Yeah, just taking a break from ice cream man to do this for a little bit.
And the next issue is the last issue, which.
It's like, what are they going to do? How do they wrap it up?
I know.
It's not going to be better than that.
I really like the page where Mr. Mix's Piddalook is like, you hear that, Martin Razzo? This is what we're going to do now. And it's like the artist on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, super, super cool. You hyped it up and it's like. Wasn't even close to how good I thought.
Every
it was
time
be.
I hype things up, I'm like, I don't mean to hype it up, but because like I went into it like just like, oh, I need to read this, you know, and then I'm just kind of always like blown away. You know?
And then at one point the story turned into like actual prose. Like this is part of the story.
Oh, damn.
It just turned into that.
I was a little pissed to see that, but then it was interesting.
I read through it, and he's like, get out, get out, get out. And then he like actually gets out of it. And I don't know.
Oh, that's sick. It's very fun. That's a good play on pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also read Everything Dead and Dying, number 3. Also very good, very sad. I don't know where they go from here.
There's only like 2 more issues, yeah.
Yeah, but good cover. Probably their best cover. Mm-hmm. And then
we might do that for a horror book.
I was going to say it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I really like that book. It's just such a fresh take on zombies and stuff in general and how they work.
Real smooth read, you know.
Yeah, very smooth read, very like everybody's situation is very believable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you kind of connect with everybody except for the people that are homophobic. Those are my favorite. I read Spawn the Dark Ages number 1 by Liam Sharp, written and drawn. Dude, I have no idea what happened in that. I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened. I don't even know how Spawn is involved, but it looks great.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I think it's set way, way back, like
the Dark Ages,
like 480 or 400 BC or something like that.
Uh huh.
And there's a war happening, and a guy's like, I don't know if I can protect my town, and so I think he makes a deal with like the devil, which is I think it's supposed to be Spawn.
Hellspawn, yeah.
Sounds cool, but that took like 20 pages and a lot of like Renaissance like
writing.
So it was kind of a bit of a chore to get through, but I like that Liam Sharp is returning to like typical pencils and inks, because he would get weird with his like Photoshop stuff with his most recent project. So I like the style that he's returning to.
Hey, you get 2?
Nope.
Okay.
I read Spider-Man Noir number 2. That book's great.
Yeah, good book.
It's so fun. I like seeing Spider-Man beat up actual Nazis.
The best.
And he shoots him.
So satisfying. Yeah, yeah.
And it's so good. And I just like the way
I like that forget talks. That he has a gun.
Yeah. He'll be like fighting him and he webs him and then he'll just like pull out a gun.
That's like, whoa. Because
it's like, remember Spider-Man Noir?
Like, oh, you missed me.
From Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that version of him. Yeah, it's right here, I think. Yep. But he goes to like it's a like, Nazi rally.
You don't
rally.
Even need to use your webs. You have a fucking gun.
There's like a dude that he meets, and he's like, "Oh, that Hitler guy's got a lot of cool ideas." And he's just like a white supremacist dude. But they have a rally, and he like crashes.
Is that like
it.
Familiar to you from the Spider-Verse?
Yeah,
I know which one you're talking.
This
about.
Is like a spin-off of the Spider-Verse movies.
It's set in his universe, so it's just him, and it's his time.
But it's in like the 20s or something. He's a private detective.
I think it would have been the right around the 40s, wouldn't it?
Oh, 40s. I keep thinking like roaring 20s. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that is good. A fun one.
And then I read The Terminator, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Did it suck?
Yeah, it did. there's some fun ideas.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you about that. But
it looked fun.
Good for you trying things out.
I didn't have any Christmas like comics I was getting, really. So I wanted to
something.
So these are all yours. Would you read?
I read I Saw Santa, which is that Spawn Christmas book.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this shit was dark.
Really?
I mean, you could probably believe that with like a Spawn book.
Yeah. A dark how?
Like, so Sam and Twitch is in it. That's the only thing that's connected to the Spawn universe. It's like detectives or whatever.
Just two random guys.
And they like show up to a house and it's like a whole family like on the couch and like their heads are cut off and they're in like Christmas gift boxes or whatever. And then there's like a envelope on the table that's like to Santa, but the envelope's empty. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a pool of blood by the chimney and then like boots go heading towards the chimney.
Whoa.
And then you find out that Santa, he came down the chimney to that family's house and then found them like that.
Oh no.
And there was like the letter that was in the envelope was from a kid that he thought had died, who was like always on like the top of the naughty list. But he like grew up to be like a serial killer.
Ooh.
And so it follows Santa. Like he feels
really, the whole time?
Yeah, feels like partially responsible for like this family dying, and he goes back to the North Pole like early. He like washes the blood off himself, and then he like goes back out there to try and like find the dude.
Dang. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was super good. There's another issue of that, and then I think that's it. And maybe it'll be collected. That could be a fun one.
Yeah, that could be good.
I kind of just spoiled everything that happened in the first issue, but
I'll forget. Well,
that's valid.
I'll forget.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It could have been so cheesy, but I'm like, oh, there's something here, you know. Then I read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ex-Godzilla, and
what are they doing? Is he hitting him with a nunchuck?
No,
Yeah, throws a pizza at him. They share a pizza with him. Does Godzilla ride a skateboard?
Dude, it was such a stretch to connect these things. I mean, it was just like they just happen to be in the same universe already or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like when they see the attacks of Tokyo, like on the news, Splinter is like,
"That's your brother."
Yes, when I was a rat, I was on the shoulder of like the Foot Clan, and they used to defend from kaiju in Tokyo.
And so then Godzilla didn't get any ooze or anything.
No ooze.
Wow.
No.
That seems like an easy.
He got an atomic bomb. That's what he got.
Okay, fair enough.
And yeah, it's whatever. It was like seemed pretty run of the mill, like crossover thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was more like just a setup, and then I'm sure the rest of it would be more fun, but I just wanted to give that one a shot.
Nice.
And then just read a bunch of Civil War stuff.
Yep.
Do we have anything else we know?
Nope.
What have you been watching?
Christmas movies.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yesterday I watched The Night Before with my friend that's never seen it before, and she like loved it.
Oh my gosh. Bro.
I watched that movie this year for the first time.
What a goated friend.
Good. It's so good. And Jackson never seen it before, and I showed him too.
It's always the best to watch with new eyes.
No, yeah. Literally. And I'm like, I wish I could watch this for the first time again.
Oh my God. It's so. When Nathan Fielder showed up, I'm like, no way.
Bro, James Franco? He's the, like, I don't know.
Nathan Fielder's in that?
Yeah, dude, he's the limo driver.
Is he really? It's so funny.
He's like, oh no.
He's like, oh, I'm really messed up. And he's so funny. I'm like, I don't see this dude acting anything. So it's awesome. It was funny that he was in it.
I just like the scene where like his name's Isaac in the like movie, but so he's just like freaking out in the fucking bathroom, and it's so funny. He's like, I'll just take cocaine. Yeah,
I need something to mellow me out. Give me cocaine.
And the blood dropping in her drink. I'm like, oh hell no. Dude, it's so gross. That's so nasty. She's like, it like tastes like pennies.
I like when he records a video to like his baby or like of himself, and he's like, fuck this baby. This baby's such a big mistake. And she's like, dude, next week.
Cunt.
Did you call my baby a cunt?
Yeah. She's like totally okay with it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Sarah.
She's very chill about the drugs I do.
Love it.
Yeah, I like that. The wife gives him the drugs and they're just like, the proportions are like all off.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's a lot of cocaine. And then like, she's like, yeah, she doesn't know anything about drugs. So everything's all proportions are way off.
Oh yeah. And then like one of the famous football players is like, oh, can you bring some weed? And like, he's like, how much you got? And it was like one tiny ass joint. And they're like, he's like, the proportions are all fucked.
Yeah. Cause there's like a bunch of cocaine in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. I like Michael Shannon, Mr. Green.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And he ended up being the person that threw the party.
Yeah. He's like actually, what's the movie?
Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby, yeah. He's Great Gatsby.
Real.
And then he's an angel. Spoilers.
I'm trying to think of what else I watched.
Did you watch The Holiday?
I did, of course. They had that playing at this coffee shop I went to.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So like I was, it's the one that opened up in downtown Gilbert instead of like level one. They like shut down level one there because I don't think anyone knew it was over there.
Level one.
So yeah, they like.
We did.
it was underground, but they made like a new. It's like called like the Bookish Shop, and it's like a coffee shop, and you can like, there's books and like you can study there, and they have like book club there. It's a really cool place. And
where?
It's like right behind Zimburger. You know where Level One used to be?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that place.
Isn't there a tattoo shop next to there?
Yeah.
And
like a smoothie shop.
So it's a.
I like that parking
garage.
It's
a book place now?
It's like a bookstore that has like.
Book
a cafe.
Coffee shop, listen.
Yeah.
And you watched a movie there?
Yeah, and they had a projected screen and it was like the holiday.
Oh, yeah, the Level One had that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I went there and studied. It was a vibe.
That's awesome. I want to go
I think
there.
I have a video actually of what it looks like. But yeah, I watched The Holiday. I watched another movie. Oh, we watched one that Roxanne recommended. I forgot what it's called. Oh, Candy Cane Lane.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't know. I feel like Christmas movies now are not like.
No way.
Not good.
What have they even released recently?
There's like the shit. Out. Oh, you know what? There's something that came out like today or like this week or something. As far as Christmas movies, there was Red One.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that movie, dude.
Crazy.
That movie is entertaining for about 5 minutes and then it goes off the rails.
Yeah.
I watched Four Christmases for the first time.
That one's a good one.
The Vince Vaughn one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
I didn't either until last year.
Yeah, and like Jon Favreau is in it, and he looks insane. Yeah. But that one was a fun one.
Oh, did y'all watch? Oh, you guys don't watch Stranger Things, right? I think I asked this already.
There's a non-rated Christmas horror movie called Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Mm.
That's something that came out.
So. That's fun. I rewatched The Home Alones, and I had no idea Kieran Culkin was in those movies.
Yeah, he's like the little cousin or whatever.
Yeah, he's the guy that pisses himself.
Do you like the first or the second one more? Home Alone.
I fell asleep during the second one, but I was tired.
That's correct. Number one is better.
Yeah.
I think two is worthy, but they just hit too many of the same beats, I think.
I think they're pretty different, actually.
I don't know.
That's why I like the first one so much more.
It's like he's home and he's alone and they got the same two guys. And then there's also a weird person that saves him at the
end.
Yeah,
see, like the same two guys and like
the
same
kind of thing. But the second one, it's like New York is scary.
New York is scary. Yeah.
And then he's in this like renovated townhouse or something. And then there's the pigeon lady.
The pigeon lady, but they have the snow guy.
Oh, my God. Some girl came into my work and literally had a pigeon on her shoulder. And it was like literally doing everything it said she would do. And like she was signing the tip or whatever. Yeah, she like DoorDash. Or no, not DoorDash food.
Did the pigeon shit on the receipt?
No, but
that's your signature. She
like put him down on like her wrist and like was like riding with it. And he was just chilling. Yes, bro.
It wasn't like a parrot or something?
It wasn't fake. No, it was a pigeon.
Do you know what a pigeon looks like?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Yes, because I know mom hates them. So if she saw that, she'd be like, what the fuck? But everyone was staring. It was like such a like
vibe.
Unreal moment. Yeah.
Isn't that a health code violation?
Yes, bro. So it reminded me of that pigeon lady.
Pigeon's not in the kitchen. You know, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But I was like, what the fuck?
That's cool. I would try and like pet it or something.
I was like, how did you get it to trust you like that?
It's like, do you have more pigeons?
How many pigeons do you have?
She calls them and they all come on.
Yeah.
Do you live above a theater? I watched a Bob's Burgers Christmas episode.
Mm.
It's called The Plight Before Christmas.
What do they do?
So.
Is it when they have to Linda's sister to Christmas?
No. Okay. It's an episode where like Tina's got like a play that she's in.
Oh, and my God, this episode's so good.
Gene's got like a xylophone concert that he's going to. And then is it Luis?
Luis.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Luis has like, she's like reading her poem at like a library, but she like tells her family it's like a poem about poop.
Yeah.
And so they go to like the other things that they have on this day or whatever.
Yeah, like the parents have to choose which kids to go support on the same day.
Right. But then Tina figures out that she actually wrote like a serious poem, but also didn't want to like tell them about it. But it's actually like a big deal. And then they like try really hard to like, everything else kind of falls apart. And so they all like kind of end up going to the poem reading. And it's a real nice poem. Dude,
it was so, and when Tina like left her thing to go support Luis, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Tina was there first.
It was so nice.
Yeah. They only had one car. So it was like Bob had to like, take a cab. And then he like didn't know where the library was. And then he gets to a library, like, it's closed. Like, no, you gotta go to the branch by our house. Like, there's two libraries.
What a dad thing. Like,
that's so funny.
But yeah, I'd heard about this episode like a long time ago. I'm like, oh, I need to watch that. But do you know where that's rated on IMDb? Like out of 10?
Probably 10.
It's like a 9.6.
Yeah, it's probably
like the highest rated like episode I've ever
seen. It's good.
Probably.
I think it's good. I think it's worth that rating.
Yeah, it's very, I was like, you know how like you watch something like knowing you might cry or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm. I was like going into it and it was building up. I'm like, I'm at work. Like, Oh, no. I can't cry.
Dude, I absolutely cried. As soon as like Tina shut up, I'm like, fuck, man. I'm gone.
The only thing I thought was sad is like that she was like doing a thing, but like no one was like there to like see
she's
it.
She's taking it seriously and like she puts work into it.
It just reminded me of like, All the shows that I played where like no one I knew was there or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, or like football games where someone couldn't make it or whatever.
Mm-mm.
But
tugs on the strings.
Yeah, it wasn't that sad. You know, I didn't cry
at all.
I actually think it was
probably cried for 5 minutes.
I love that one. Bob's Burgers that we watched. And it was when they were doing the sex dice or whatever. Oh my God.
Yeah. She's like,
and we're going to sit on the chair. Get off. Bob sits on Linda.
Linda's like, get off.
Get off.
So good.
I like, nothing will ever make me laugh like that much.
That's from some bad episodes, but when it hits, it's so, yeah, so
it's
funny.
It's hitting.
It's like amazing, like the type of humor that show has.
Yeah.
And they're still cranking out episodes.
Dude, I know. It's crazy.
It reminds me how many like original songs they have in that show.
Yeah, they do.
Like someone's gonna write all this and have it be ready or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
What else did I watch? Watched a movie called The Man Who Wasn't There. It's a Coen Brothers movie. It is black and white. It's got, you know, he was there. I saw him. It's got a young Scarlett Johansson in it. She was like 15 or something.
Really?
Whoa. It's got Tony Soprano in it, and it's like a court drama kind of like part of it. It's pretty good. I've been going through like all of the Coen Brothers movies and I've watched like fucking like 14 of them so far.
You've been working on this for a while.
Yeah. They have like 27 movies. There's so many movies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
I don't know that many.
But this one is like really solid. I think I give it like a 3.5, but like very strong 3.5 stars out of 5. I like kind of ranked them and then this one came out like 7th, but a really fucking solid 7th best movie, you know?
Man, really strong 7th best.
Yeah, they're like I haven't like hated like any of them, so it's like they're all pretty like.
Are you rating them as you go?
I like did it like today just because I was like thinking about it, and I kind of wanted some of them I'm gonna like rewatch, you know, when the time comes. I'm like just watch them in order. But you said everything you watched.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Are there any movies that you're excited to see like coming up or not really?
I don't know if I'm seeing any movies the rest of the year. Be honest, I'm probably gonna see Avatar.
Oh, yeah,
Sophie really likes it.
There's a movie called Is This Thing On with Will Arnett, and
that looks good.
It's like Bradley Cooper directed it, and it's about him being like a stand up, and it looks like kind of sad, honestly, but it just seems like something that I'd be into.
Yeah, apparently, Will Arnett's really good in it.
I think it comes out on Christmas. Ooh, and then
the other one comes out on Christmas.
Here's Marty Supreme.
Oh, yeah. I do want to see that.
Timothy Chalamet.
Why is that?
Benny Safdie directed.
Well, I know that, but like, why is this being pushed so hard?
Oscar bait.
You think so?
Yeah.
This is about a ping pong guy. What was he doing?
Dude, he's ponging, dude. He's fucking really, slinging on the paddles.
I don't know. It seems like.
You don't understand.
Seems really overdramatic. Brother, you hit a, you ping a pong.
It seems like that.
It's like the slow scene where they're like the last thing.
Timothy Chalamet would be like, oh, I trained so hard to be
skinny as hell.
You know what I fucking heard about that movie? What? That he was talking, he's like,
I was in Dune, I was.
So the character or the person is like a real person, I guess. And he like wore glasses. Mm-hmm. And so he put in contacts so that he would need glasses so that he would act like he needed glasses.
That's.
Which is like the dumbest shit I've ever
heard. Give him an Oscar already.
Contacts that like blind
make
it, you.
Yeah, basically. Make his vision worse so that he would need glasses.
No, take his money, take his shit away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's this one movie that's coming out that I really want to see. It has Robert Pattinson and Zendaya in it.
Die My Love or whatever?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's something else. Die My Love came out. That's Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, the one that she's talking about.
It's an A24.
It comes out next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm really excited for it. Here, I'll show you. The drama.
Oh, the drama.
Apparently. When's it come out?
April 3rd.
Damn, that's a fucking long time.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. But I just like those actors, so I'm just like, that'll be interesting to see how they work together.
Should we do our Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas time. Here you go. I don't know how you fucking wrap books, by the way, so I really, mine's janky in the back. See, Daniel,
is that your new?
This is my new Christmas paper, yeah.
It's like Monster Inc.
Mine feels heavier than yours.
We do Christmas books. We give each other
a
book
for the last
one. Christmas.
When you forgot to bring it, I think.
That's never happened before. Did I forget?
I think so.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because then you were like,
I'll bring it next,
next time. Yeah.
I went.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right, you'll go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. Ooh, good pick.
Thank you.
We got Once in Future. Which, the only thing I know about it is the artist, Dan Mora, and he's kind of the GOAT. He's so much the GOAT that people are starting to hate for no reason.
Damn. So he's up there.
He's up there. LeBron right now, probably.
Yeah. GOAT.
And Kieran Gillen.
And Kieran Gillen, he's great. But no. I've heard, like, a lot about this book.
Yeah, you brought it up a couple times.
Yeah, so that's cool. This one is, my philosophy of this one is just see something I've never seen before.
The explaining like, before you open the present.
You're not going to know like what it is, but then I'll explain why you're going to like it.
You don't know what I know.
You don't know.
You might even have this, I don't know, to be honest.
That'd be hilarious.
Dude, I have two of these.
You have two of these?
No, no.
Oh my God. Do you have this at all? Do you know what it is?
Murder Book.
It's a crime anthology by Ed Brisson, but it's got artwork with Michael Walsh in it.
Whoa.
And it's got Declan Shalvey art in it.
Oh, a couple people, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's an anthology.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it's called Murder Book, and I was like, that's a funny name for a comic.
I like that, yeah.
Or maybe they
just read the cover.
Like everyone does, like, this looks sick, though. Oh, it's black and white, dude.
Some of it's black and white, or is it all of it? Yeah, so it looks pretty cool. Is it all black and white?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Nice. This is sick. I love a crime or a murder book.
I was like so close to getting you Pastaways, which is that like Donnie Cates, Jeff Shaw book.
Donnie Cates. I've never heard of that.
It's like Donnie Cates' first thing and he had Jeff Shaw on it for some reason.
Didn't Jeff Shaw do something else with him?
Yeah, he did the Thanos book.
Oh.
Yeah, that we read. That's pretty good.
Cool. Thanks, dog.
Good gift. Good gift.
All right.
Very nice.
So what are we going to read next week?
What are we gonna read next week?
It's gonna be our 300th episode. We're gonna read most.
Wait, so I'm 299 right now.
You're 299.
Wow.
you're the opener for our 300th episode.
The edge. Yeah.
We're gonna do all of the Marvel Civil War like comics.
That's valid.
Not all of them, but the main ones.
Like a little bit of them.
Like a little bit.
Is it going to be like a longer episode or no?
It's going to be so long.
It'll probably be like 3 or 4 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, that's valid though. I like that.
Well, I'm thinking about pivoting the book we do.
Pivot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like for real?
No.
The whole thing?
What?
Brother, I put in too much work.
Yeah. No.
So that'll be fun.
Civil War.
It's like one of the most sold comics ever.
Marvel Comics at least.
I think.
Ever?
I think it was the most sold.
Catchy that hole.
Trade paperback of like the decade of that it came out.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
yeah, something like that. I don't know. It's got some crazy stats. I'll look them up for the 300th episode. But yeah, extra long one next week. But for now, thank you, Serena, for coming on.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas. So
Merry Christmas.
I hope you liked my gift that I got you.
Wow, look it. How very nice.
No, I mean on actual Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that too. I hope you guys like mine. I'm kind of on a budget right now, so.
I didn't spend that much on
it. Me too, I have a child.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. Tell us a Christmas book that you like.
Yeah, what should be the Christmas
for next year?
We're running low.
Yeah.
TerryBridgePod@gmail.com. Send us an email. And Merry Christmas.
And say happy birthday to me in the comments.
Happy birthday to Reno.
It's 21st birthday. Yay. It was last week, I think, by the time this comes out.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, bye.
All right, bye.